he ran me through all the functions of it and how to get myself in and out of tight spots or what to do when certain things go wrong, and did a couple dry runs with it, and then we just had to wait for snow, and once it started snowing, it was trial by fire.
What's it like?
It's a challenge. I'm 26 feet wide, I'm 62 feet long. It's all I have is a toggle switch and a rearview mirror, so it's a challenge to watch everything that's going on, especially other cars, you know, islands, signs. It's a challenge. I'm definitely busy.
Was it weird or a little disconcerting first getting in the cab and hitting that toggle for the first time?
Yeah, it's you're not used to. Basically, you're running a truck down the road with a jackknife trailer, so it's a whole different world.
Okay, and you also mentioned you have to also be a little bit careful about clearance and turns, right?
Yeah, I've only got one mirror, and I've got two cameras that I can watch behind me, but when it's snowing, those are hard to see out of. So basically, I can see what the plow is doing, and I can see where the edge of the plow is, but outside of that, it's, you know, traffic, cars not paying attention, whatever. I can make a big mess in a hurry if things go wrong, so I have to stay on my toes and you know, see as much as I can at one time.
But if you're doing a place like Egan Drive, you usually got another truck accompanying you for perhaps the left lane or far left shoulder, right?
Right. When we're during the week, when we run the highway, I have a truck in front of me and I have three trucks behind me just till we get to a certain point, and then I have two trucks behind me. So there's lots of flashing lights and lots of visibility, but we still have people that try to get in between us, and it's, like I said, I'm 26 feet wide. I take up both lanes. You can't get by me even if you tried.
Has there been an oops so far?
There has not. We've been pretty lucky with that, but there's been some pretty close calls, just people not paying attention and trying to go too fast for the conditions.